Time for the Appleton Public Library Show with Cindy Hendricks. Cindy's a head librarian over at the Appleton Public Library. How long have you been head librarian, Cindy, in Appleton?
Well, for a very long time. I'm not going to say. You know, that's like asking a woman her age or how much she weighs.
Well, it's been a long time, that's for sure. We've been doing a radio show for a long time, haven't we?
Yes, we have. We really have been doing the show for a long time.
I remember how it started. You approached me at the Swift County Fair, right?
No.
Oh.
There was something here at the 52 Wing Gym. The Appleton Area Hospital had some type of a health fair.
Oh, yeah.
And the library had a booth, and you were going around interviewing people. And so it was then that I met you, and you interviewed the library, and then later on, you approached us about having the radio show.
Okay.
And the fair was involved in some of it.
Yep.
Because we revisited it then.
Yep.
But that's where we had the initial contact, was here, which, go figure, that's where the new library would be located, is in that same building. But it was in the 52 Wing Gym.
That's right. Yeah, I knew it was a fair someplace.
Yeah.
Well, we're happy to do the library show with you.
Do great job. Great. It's wonderful.
Okay. Well, what's happening at the library this week then?
Well, May 1st is tomorrow, so we've got a whole new lineup of activities happening here at the library. We are having a reading challenge for grades K through 12 for the entire month of May, and it's to help celebrate Children's Book Week. Even though that's a week, we're doing the reading challenge for the whole month. So for more information, you want to stop on down and visit with our children's librarian, Georgia. And then on the 1st of May, which is tomorrow, we are making catapults after school. Super fun.
Making what?
Catapults. And so I imagine it may not be the safest place to be after school tomorrow. So if you don't want to get hit with a catapult, you might want to avoid us. You can't say we aren't fun here.
That's right.
Anyway, and then on the 7th, we have, May 7th, we have preschool story time, and it's all about mom. We're celebrating mom at our preschool story time on May 7th, which is a Tuesday. Also, May 7th, we have a Friends of the Appleton Library meeting. The 8th, we are talking about an after-school program, How High Can You Jump? After-school program. Also, we've got Thursdays with Julia, Tech Help, twice a month. It will be on May 9th and on May 23rd. So keep those things in mind if you want some help with your cell phone, an email, your Facebook, a device that you can bring here that's portable, all those things. But yes, we have all sorts of different stuff. We are so lucky we're going to be partnering with Appleton Area Health, and Dr. Osborne is going to be here discussing dementia on May 20th at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Just so many things. You know, we've got Lego Club. We've got What is Key to the Animal Kingdom after school program. We've got Laura Thomas here with Prairie 5. We're doing Arts and Crafts Layers of Minnesota adult program. Just so many things going on here at the Appleton Library. So the new lineup rolls out tomorrow. I'll be posting it on our Facebook page. We've got a new newsletter that will be coming out in paper. Or if you want, you can get it delivered electronically to you. You just have to sign up. So lots of fun stuff at the Appleton Public Library.
Okay, real good. So what are people reading, Cindy?
Well, new hardcover fiction. David Baldacci has a new book out called The Calamity of Souls, and there's been a lot of hype about this book. Layers of different backgrounds represent a black man charged with killing a wealthy white couple in Virginia in 1968. So, yeah, kind of, like I said, a lot of hype about it. New hardcover nonfiction is An Unfinished Love Story by Doris Kearns Goodwin. She's like the historic writer. A trove of items collected by Pulitzer Prize-winning historian's late husband inspired an appraisal of central figures and pivotal characters. So it's going to be a little bit about everything, I guess. Mm. Love Mom by Nicole Saffier is Fox News anchor, and personalities contribute to a collection of reflections on motherhood. Perfect timing, huh? Mm. With Mother's Day just around the corner. Also, Briefly Perfectly Human by Alua Arthur. It's a death doula, portrays some moments experienced by herself and some of her clients as they face the end of their lives. Lots of new things out. If you've got something that you're interested in, a favorite author, or a topic that you would like help with, we are all readers here, and we love to help people pick out new books.
Mm-hmm. What's so the book club reading?
Oh, the book club, we just met last night, and this month, in May, we are going to be reading Her Secret Life, an utterly gripping and heart-wrenching page-turner. It's by Anna Collins, and so that is what we're going to be reading this May. We met last night.
Quite a few people involved in book club?
We do. It's kind of, people come when they can, but we have to order a lot of books for a lot of people, and some people just want to read the book and not attend the book club. Some people attend the book club regularly, but it's one of my favorite things that we do here at the library. Mm-hmm. If I don't know if I could really pick my total favorite thing, though, because there's so many things that here that are fun. I think I like the variety of, I'm doing paperwork, then I'm teaching a craft, then I'm having book club, then I'm, organizing a program.
Nice. Nice. A lot of people just think a library is just for books and programs, but, you offer so many different things like services, copying, what else?
We also, this is kind of interesting, and it's a good question to ask. We scan to email, and we air print for people, and those are two other services. So, for example, let's say you've got some paperwork you have to fill out, and then you need to email it. You bring it here, we will put it in the machine, it will scan it to either your email or an email you need to send it to, and it's a totally free service that we offer. The other thing we do is air print. Let's say you have a form that's on your phone or on an iPad or, something. You can print that directly from your phone to our printer, and you've got a paper copy of whatever you need. And that is a pay-for service. We do charge 20 cents a page for that. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a lot of different things that we have here. Copy machines, air printing, scanning to email. We have books, we have magazines, we have newspapers, we've got computers. We even have Chromebooks that are for checkout that you can take home with you and check them out just like you would a book. They're due back in, 28 days.
Okay.
As well as hotspots. Let's say that you want to have the internet on the go. We've got hotspots that you can check out. Of course, that takes a little while because we have only a few hot spots and a lot of demand for them.
Yep,
but,
right.
We've got just a little bit of everything here. So always stop by your public library and see if they've got what you're looking for.
All right. And where's the Appleton Public Library located and when you open, Cindy?
We are located at 50 East Rooney, and we are open Mondays and Fridays, 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, 10 to 7, and Saturdays, 10 to 2. You can get a hold of us by calling us at 320-289-1681. Visit us at our website, appletonpubliclibrary.org, or friend us on Facebook. That's where the latest happenings and things that are going on are listed.
All right. Real good, Cindy. Well, thank you, and have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk to you next time then.
Sounds fabulous. You too, Paul.
Yep. Cindy Hendricks, head librarian at the Appleton Public Library.